Thank you very much, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Corn dented nationally 96%, corn mature 75%, North Dakota and Pennsylvania at just 39 and 42% mature, though. But the pace of the corn harvest picked up slightly last week, jumping ahead 7%, reaching 21% as of Sunday. Nationally, soybeans dropping leaves 81%. 13% of the U.S. soybean crop went through the combine last week, now 26% as of Sunday. North Dakota numbers, soybeans dropping leaves 87%, harvested 23%, 22 is average. Corn in the dough stage in North Dakota, 95%. That's a little behind last year in the average, which is 100%. Corn mature, just 39%, harvested 1%, as farmers have been busy combining soybeans. Canola harvested 79%, behind last year's 85% and the 84% average. Dry edible beans harvested 67%, pretty close to the average and last year. Minnesota numbers, now corn in the dense stage, 93%, 67% of the crop mature, harvest reached 7%. Corn for silage, 83%. Soybeans coloring reached 93%, leaves dropping at 78%. Harvest of soybeans in Minnesota, 35%. Dry edible beans, 95% dropping leaves, harvested 66%. Potato harvest reached 68%, and the sugar beet harvest in Minnesota, 16%. Sugar beets in North Dakota, 15%. In South Dakota, corn dented, 96%, harvested, 7%. Soybeans, dropping leaves in South Dakota, 81%, harvested, 15%. South Dakota's winter wheat planting, 58%, emerged already at 16%. Can't do a weekly crop progress report, though, without mentioning Hurricane Helene, causing historic flooding and widespread crop damage across the southeast U.S. and likely causing some damage and harvest delays in parts of the eastern Corn Belt and Mid-South.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says while still too early to tell the extent of storm-related damages to farm crops and structures, there are some indications.
We are certainly thinking that there will be extensive damage to the number two cotton state, Georgia, as the hurricane rolled right through some of the major production areas in the southern part of the state. Those bowls were mostly open and were likely stripped from the plants and are completely lost.
Georgia's pecan crop is also expected to be impacted by Helene.
Georgia likely lost a number of trees and orchards due to the extensive wind damage that pushed up through south central Georgia, places like Valdosta, and even northward into the central part of the state.
Rippey adds crop fields suffering significant flooding along the path of Helene
are ruined for this year and perhaps for years to come due to extensive damage, debris, and potential contamination from floodwaters.
And there's a report on Hurricane Helene and harvest progress numbers nationally and across the tri-state area. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.